Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. The Sound of Stones, Rhythm and Storytelling in Worship. How simple stones can unlock rhythm, prayer, and participation in worship. Why read this post? Discover how stones and pebbles can become musical tools for storytelling, prayer, and rhythm. No instruments required. The idea. Worship doesn't always need organs or guitars to be musical. Sometimes all you need is what you can hold in your hand. Give each person two small, smooth stones. Get them from a local beach or river, or garden or landscaping supplies store. Ask them to hold a stone in each hand and gently, repeatedly bang the stones together to make a clicking sound. This sets up a shared rhythm. The stones will become a heartbeat for a psalm read aloud together or to punctuate a Bible story. The words will pulse with sound. People will discover that silence too has a texture. Worship can become not just spoken or sung, but felt. This is the invitation. Use stones as instruments of rhythm, reflection, and response. Their simplicity makes them accessible for all ages and settings. Why stones? Stones are ancient, biblical, sacred. From the stone Jacob used as a pillow, to the ones the crowd would have thrown at the woman caught in adultery, to the rolled away stone at Jesus' tomb. They carry metaphor, weight, and memory. And they fit in our hands. Their solidity grounds us. Their sound, when struck together, tapped on wood or shaken in a jar, gives voice to the unspeakable. Joy, lament, longing. How to use them in worship. Psalm with pulse. Choose a psalm with strong rhythm and repetition, like Psalm 136. Invite the congregation to read it aloud rhythmically and click their stones on each strong syllable. For instance, God's steadfast love endures forever. And click twice at the end of each line. Demonstrate this for the congregation before they start reading. The stones become both a beat and an embodied amen. Soundscape for a story. Tell a dramatic scripture story such as the crossing of the Red Sea or the road to Emmaus. Invite participants to make sounds with their stones at key points. Tap slowly for walking. Rub stones together for murmuring crowds. Loud claps for moments of surprise or intervention. This works especially well with intergenerational groups, as it draws even shy participants into the moment. Prayer with pebbles. Give each person a handful of small pebbles. During the intercessory prayers, invite them to pick up and drop back into their hand a pebble for each person or place they name silently. The movement and sound offer a gentle, embodied, symbolic action. Summary. Let the stones cry out. Not in protest, but in praise, rhythm, and prayer. Grounding your worship in the sound and touch of the earth. Nā mihi.